girls. A few weeks back, I was coming out of Chick-fil-A. A little side note, you just gotta love Chick-fil-A. It's such a good place. But I was coming out of the restaurant and I looked across the parking lot and an elderly lady had just face planted the concrete. So I go running to her and I see some bystanders. They're running to her as well. And I get to her and I stoop down and I was like, "Sweetie, are you okay? Is anything hurt?" And I'll never forget. She just looked up at me. Poor old face was just all bloody. She looked at me and said, "Just my pride, sweetie. Just my pride." I thought, wow, isn't that so true? And, you know, like I said, I've just been on this kick lately about relationships and just how important healthy relationships are. And I was thinking about this word pride, and I know a lot of times pride can stand in the way of our relationship with each other. Someone's done something to you and you're like, "Oh heck no, I am not going back to that person. They were in the wrong." You know, it's hard to admit when we are at fault with something. But I go back to the scripture, 1 Peter 5:6-7. In that one little section it said, "God opposes the proud, but he shows favor to the humble." So we know one thing, God does not like a proud person. And, you know, we've all seen this. Pride has the I in it. And of course, you know, we don't ever want to be wrong. We don't ever want to take fault. And I understand sometimes things have happened in a relationship and things didn't shake out like you thought it was going to be. And it wasn't in your favor. And some things are unfair. But I know a lot of times our pride can stand in the way of relationships that God wants us to have. And as I'm going through this and I'm thinking about this, I'm telling you, it is time as women for us to fight that barrier down and to say, you know what, we're going to stand by each other. We're going to remove that pride. If there's an issue there, let's deal with it and move on from there. So I just want to encourage you, and I love what Rick Warren says. He says, "Never let pride be your guide." And I just think how profound that is, because a lot of times we do let pride dictate how we're going to solve a situation or resolve a situation. And sometimes that's not the healthiest way. So just want to encourage you girls this week, if there's something that you need to deal with and you need to confront somebody, do it the right way. Like I said, God will give you grace during that time. If it's done the right way, God will show his favor in a humble way. And so you girls be strong. Have a great week. And I love you.